Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. We now return to Cordishi and Coit.
Welcome back. It's Cordishi and Coit with Nick Coit and Ben Kitchens. Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. By the way, before we get to our friend Eric Scalavino, I just got to say Ben got the roadie fans buzzing after that last segment.
Did I? They salty at me?
I already got the my buddy and my former intern Stone Freeman already texted me and said, "We have more NCAA wins than Ed Cooley."
Cute,
which is true.
Cute. Last time you really mattered when it came to the tournament was literally when you had Lamar Odom.
Well, a couple years ago when they were playing Duke, they were in it. So
they were in it. But
careful.
Did anyone think they could really add a chance to win it all?
Yes.
Really?
I thought they should have beat Oregon. They should have beat Oregon and gotten to the Sweet 16. Absolutely. They just ran into a couple of NBA talents.
Rams fans? I'll plead ignorance. I apologize.
All right, let's get to some Patriots football talk, and let's welcome in our good friend Eric Scalavino from Patriots.com. Eric, good morning. It's Nick and Ben with you. What's up?
Oh, when the Saints, oh, when the Saints, oh, when the Saints go marching in. I'm just wanting to weigh in on the whole PCURI thing.
Oh, yeah.
Go PC.
I'm with Friars you. Guy. Yeah, Friars guy. Yeah.
Friars all the way.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were just talking about the interest level with college basketball around here, and it's really fun to be able to talk about both programs in the light that we do, you know, because it's interesting. It always is. So, Eric, coming out of that Patriots-Panthers game on Thursday, I think Ben and I were talking about some of the major topics here, and one of them to us, and it's been played up, but you know it's an interesting thing to debate because we know who the guy under center in QB1 is, but when Jarrett Stidham comes in after Tom Brady and Brian Hoyer doesn't play, do we read into that? Is that calculated? Is that something that you know we should be looking at and saying, are they going to keep two quarterbacks on the roster or three?
Well, I still would feel more comfortable if they went with three at this point because I'm you know as decent as Stidham has played, you know he's played like a rookie quarterback in my mind. Holds on to the ball a little too long sometimes, but that's to be expected. I'd be more comfortable right now if Brady were to go down. I'd be more comfortable for a few games with Hoyer under center than I would with Stidham.
Sure.
Now, long term, if you had to go long term, obviously I'm going to take the young kid because he's got way more potential than Hoyer. We know what Hoyer is. We've seen him in the regular season and the postseason. There's no upside, really, to Brian Hoyer. But in the short term, I would go with him. So I would prefer to keep three. However, it's not unprecedented for Belichick to take a rookie quarterback and make him Brady's backup. You do remember Brian Hoyer was that one guy back in 2009. Made the team, beat out two other backups. There were four quarterbacks in camp that year. He beat out the two other guys, both of whom were veterans, experienced veterans, and he won the job as Brady's one and only backup. So it's not out of the question that they could cut Hoyer and just keep Stidham. And maybe they do that because they need to keep a few extra guys at other positions, maybe at wide receiver, let's say, or tight end for the time being. So I think it's a possibility.
One of the things I think is very interesting about the quarterback depth chart right now is that, and it's something that I haven't heard anyone actually talk about this week or the last couple of days, is one of the things that Bill really loves about Brian Hoyer is his ability to replicate other quarterbacks and get them prepared game plan wise during the week in practice. Has Stidham had any of that? Has he had to do any of that? Do you think he's capable of doing that? Because that's something that's very important to Bill.
Well, Stidham's a rookie, so he hasn't had any regular season practice experience. They don't do any of that during the preseason. I mean, the best that they've had was joint practices with the first two opponents in the preseason. So, no, he hasn't done any running any scouts. I mean, he's done some scout team for the Patriots this summer. You know, during practice, they always do, like, you know, ones v ones. But before they do that, they do ones versus scout team. But they're running their own scout team defense. It's not like they're running an opponent's scout team right now. In the fall, they'll start doing that kind of thing as they prepare and start game planning for upcoming opponents. So it remains to be seen, you know, just how well Stidham could handle that assignment if he's given it. But I mean, I would expect that he's a young athletic player. I mean, as good as Hoyer has been at that, you know, based on what we've heard from the coach, I would imagine Stidham would be able to do just as well.
A position that we've been looking at and haven't had a chance to talk about it much this morning, Eric, is the wide receiving position. And yeah. Obviously it transformed with the Josh Gordon news, with Edelman getting mm-hmm. back out there, even with Demaryius Thomas getting back out there as well. But one name that's interesting that had a little trouble getting on the same page as with Brady, but whenever Jarrett Stidham or Brian Hoyer are out there, he looks electric, is Jakobi Meyers. And, you know, what is it... you know, because it seems like he's going to make this team. You know, do they keep him on the roster, first of all? And secondly, how can he get on the same page with Tom Brady? Because that's the guy that's going to be throwing the ball to him.
Well, I'm going by what I've seen throughout the summer, not just what I saw in the third preseason game. And Jakobi Meyers has gotten a lot of first-team reps with Tom Brady. And Brady has gone to him a lot of times in practices. And they've been perfectly fine on the same page in those sessions. So I wouldn't be too concerned with what you may or may not have seen on Thursday night between Brady and Meyers, because they've been doing it all summer long. So, yes, I think Meyers makes the team. He has to. He's been the most consistent receiver all summer in practices and even in games. There's no way he doesn't make the team. As far as Demaryius Thomas, yeah, he came back to practice this week, but I have no idea what a guy his age coming off an Achilles injury is capable of doing for this team right now. I haven't seen him do anything. So he's right now not part of my equation. I know what Josh Gordon can do. And, you know, as soon as he's in football shape, I would fully expect him to be out there on the field. So, yeah, I do think Meyers makes the team. Maybe Thomas makes it just by virtue of, you know, the fact that they, you know, they've got an experience. Big receiver, but you know, the experiment doesn't always work out when they bring in receivers who are, you know, long-term vets who come into this system. So I don't know if he's going to be able to pick it up or not. Now, he seemed to be spending quite a bit of time on the sidelines with Brady, and they seem to be, you know, getting along pretty well off the field. So hopefully that translates into an on-field relationship and he can contribute, but until I actually can witness it with my own eyes, I'm not really banking on Thomas at this point.
What do you see coming out of the tight end position, particularly for the first 4 weeks when we know Ben Watson will not be there? Who can you expect to be the starting tight end in week one?
Your guess is as good as mine.
That's what I wanted to ask you, because no friggin' clue.
Right.
They have, I mean, I've been watching them all summer. I've watched them during the spring, and I've been waiting for somebody to jump out at me and say, okay, this guy can at least be a serviceable plug-in and play. Matt LaCoste looked like he was maybe starting to get there, and then he suffered what I think it was some sort of leg or foot injury against Detroit, and we haven't really seen him since. And we know Ben Watson is out for the first month, and he just suffered a concussion the other night against Carolina. So, yeah, that is by far the weakest position on the team at this point. And you could pick any two or three guys that you want to be on the roster, and I'd say fine, because they're all interchangeable at this point, and none of them is really a factor much in the passing game, and maybe slightly more as blockers in the running game, but even then, I don't know if we're going to get the kind of consistent production we got in that department last year, again this year with this group.
Talking with Eric Scalavino, Patriots.com, and we look at the defensive side of the ball, Eric, and obviously this defense has impressed so far. It was interesting to see, we talked about this earlier in the show, Chase Winovich out there with the first teamers. And it seemed like it was a little bit of a humbling experience because he's been getting his tires pumped up, and rightfully so. He's impressed in camp in the first couple preseason games. But what did you see that was maybe different with him playing with the first team defense and getting those kinds of reps with the starters on Thursday?
Well, I think he earned them the way he played. I mean, there's kind of a maxim that we have in football. You know, if you're a guy, you know, who's good enough to be in the NFL and you play, like, say, Division III football in college, you should be dominating Division III.
Right.
But the same kind of thing applies here. If you're a young rookie player and you're going against twos and threes, if you're that good, you should be dominating twos and threes. Well, the last game against Tennessee, Winovich was out there mostly against the twos of Tennessee, and he was dominating.
Yeah.
He was getting in the backfield play after play. He was making plays. He looked good. So he earned the right for them to say, okay, let's give this guy a shot against the ones now and see what he can do. Now, it also, you know, played to his benefit that Derek Rivers was out, Shalik Calhoun was out. They were rotating with Jamie Collins. So, you know, he also here in the time, but he also there were some opportunities there for him to get in there. And, you know, he didn't make quite as many plays as he did against Tennessee the week before, but I still thought he was fine. Like, he was getting a good rush. He wasn't necessarily getting to the quarterback, but he was at least getting in the backfield. He knew enough not to over pursue and get behind the quarterback. When he realized he was doing that, he would pump, stop, sort of like backtrack toward the line of scrimmage and try to get involved. They moved him around a little bit. Like, when Van Noy went out of the game, they put him on the left side where he'd been mostly playing on the right. So they are experimenting a little bit with his versatility. I think he's fine. I think he's got some learning to do, obviously, but he's not out of control. He doesn't look out of place there. Should he be a starter right now? No. But does he deserve to be in a rotation and get some experience? Absolutely.
Going back to the offensive side of the ball, the other big question mark was left tackle. How have things changed for them with regards to Isaiah Wynn? Are they feeling more and more comfortable with him there? It seems to be the case. Or are, you know, we seeing something potentially a little bit different there, where there's still a little bit of a question mark there?
I feel fine with him. I can't speak for the coaching staff, but based on what I've seen, it looks like they're just as happy with him as I think some of us are. And I think he's done fine. My concern in the beginning was that he still wasn't healthy enough. They were being very cautious with him in the beginning, not giving him reps in team drills and one-on-ones for a couple of weeks. And then finally, when joint practices started, they were slowly putting him in there. Now he's played a couple of games, and I've watched him closely when he's been in there. He was in with the second offensive line against Tennessee, the first offensive line against Carolina this past week. I think he's fine. He hasn't made any huge errors. He's done well pass blocking. He's done well run blocking. So I think, the idea when they drafted him last year was eventually, sooner or later, to be the left tackle. I think he's in that spot now, and I think he looks comfortable there. So I don't think there should be any concern about starting the season with him there.
All things we'll be keeping an eye on as the Patriots wrap up the preseason on Thursday against the Giants. Eric will be there, and we'll be talking with him throughout the Patriots season. My friend, thank you for joining us as always, and thank you for your insight, and I'll see you Thursday.
My pleasure, guys. It's a perfect day. Feels like fall today. So
I know.
We're getting close.
Yeah, we are, which is great. Thanks, Eric. Take care.
All right, guys.
Eric Scalavino, Patriots.com, wrapping up the show. Ben, good working with you, my friend.
Good working with you. It was fun.
This was fun. Yeah, thanks for getting up.
Be prepared.
Yes.
Next week, 4 hours of getting yelled at.
Coyton Tondero. It's going to be fun. It is. But you've got Mark coming up next.
Yes, sir.
In the regular slot. Mark and Kitchen coming up. This has been Cordishi and Coyton on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. This is Cordishi and Coit.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.